Well, when you start a podcast the week of the winter meetings and the week of probably the biggest free agent baseball scene in the last couple of years, you run the risk of possibly doing a podcast at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday. So here we are, the emergency pod, talking about Aaron Judge signing. Let's get to the podcast. Welcome in, everybody. It is December 7th, 2022, and this is Jonesen. And, you know, I did say Monday and Fridays, so I'm breaking from that a little bit. But when you wake up at 8 in the morning and you see that Aaron Judge has re-signed with the New York Yankees, you get in front of the microphone and you talk. So Aaron Judge is back with the Yankees, 9 years, $360 million. A little bit more than I assumed he'd get from the Yankees. I didn't think that they'd go that far, but that's only because they haven't shown over the last couple of years that they're willing to go there. But I think when it is a potential franchise icon, which we all think, I think Judge is going to be when his career is over, probably the next captain of the team, I think you have to go out there and do that. So that is what the Giants offered. It was reported off. Honestly, that also the Padres apparently jumped in with a 10-year, $400 million deal. And about 3 months ago, I think I told a bunch of people, I said, someone's going to go to $400 million. And if they do that, I think he's gone. But I think for Judge, I think staying with the Yankees was important to him. There was the story a couple of days ago about how he, in his high school yearbook, had said that he had two goals in his life, and one of them was to marry his high school sweetheart, which he did, and the other was to play for the Giants. But, you know, again, as I said in the last podcast, when you're young, you say a lot of things. So I wouldn't have blamed him for that, though, because he does seem like a family guy. He does seem like a guy who really wants to be connected to his roots. And I thought maybe going to the Giants would do that for him. We had a near heart attack situation yesterday when John Heyman, who, you know, say what you want about John Heyman, he does put a lot of his opinions into his tweets. And one of the things for me is, if you're a reporter, I don't necessarily need to know what your opinions on things are. Heyman would routinely talk about steroid use and things like that. And I get it. Steroid use in baseball is a big deal, and it, you know, with the old players, but when you're reporting on something, I need to be able to trust you. And I feel like when you show biases, I can't trust you as much. So Heyman took a bit of an L yesterday when he posted. He was obviously rushing to announce this because his tweet read, Aaron Judge headed to the Giants or something like that. And he quickly debunked it and quickly said he jumped the gun. I had told a couple of people I thought that he was possibly doing that to not kill any sources he had, like maybe the signing was imminent, but they didn't want him to announce it yet because they weren't 100% sure. But in this sense, it was a mistake for him to do that. He tried to rush it out. One of the things they tell you in like journalism school and things like that is it's better to be right than to be first. Like, everybody wants to be the first one to report something, but then at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, calm down. Like, we want to make sure we get this right. The information's correct. We don't want to cause a giant panic attack amongst Yankees Twitter, which is what that did yesterday. So that came out, and then you spend the rest of your night going, well, what the hell do I do now? Do I just wait until I find out what happened with that? It's like a weird situation. But it sounds like last night, Hal Steinbrenner, who has been much maligned with the Yankees fan base as of late, was even booed at a ceremony this past year at the stadium, stepped in and gave Judge the extra year. Apparently, they had gone 8 for 320, and then Judge did give them the opportunity. There was also a report yesterday that the Giants offer, whatever it might be, the Yankees might not have a chance to match it. They weren't sure if they were going to have that opportunity. But they did. They were given the opportunity by Judge to do that because Judge ultimately wanted to stay with the Yankees. And it should have never gotten to this. They should have offered him a little more before the season. I'm one of those people that didn't think that the offer they gave him before the season was bad. I believe it was like 8 for 213, which at the time, before a guy hits 62 home runs, you're looking at him and you're going, okay, yeah, that's a good offer. But then you're like, you look at him now and he's like, well, he's going to get way more than that. So this is one of those opportunities for a guy who bet on himself and really cashed in on that. But yeah, I'm glad he's back with the team. Ultimately, I think the fan base will look at this as a positive for the Yankees. Obviously, I have not seen anyone do the, well, what's the contract going to look at the end of the, like, that's the mistakes that a lot of teams are making now is looking ahead of stuff. And more or less what you should be trying to focus on right now is just winning. So you sign a guy to a deal and whatever the end of that deal is, like that's what the end of the deal is. Like you can't say, oh, well, we don't want to be paying this guy $40 million when he's 38. Like, yeah, that's going to suck. It's not going to be great. He's going to be older. He's probably going to be a full-time DH at that point, but he's still going to be who he is. And who he is apparently also going to be the new captain of the team. So the Yankees have had very few captains in the history of the franchise. Don Mattingly and Derek Jeter are two of the ones that come to mind. So this is like a big deal for this to happen. And it was also reported that apparently Judge will be named the captain as part of this signing. And that's great. That's going to be great for the fan base to kind of look at that and put a stamp on him because as a player and as a person, Aaron Judge is one of the good ones. He's great with the media, seems to be a great family guy. Teammates seem to love him. Nestor Cortez was with him at the Tampa Bay Bucks game the other night. He made a joke on Twitter or Instagram about how he was asking for a friend if he was coming back. And then he posted after Judge re-signed, he's like, I'm going to admit that friend was me. So, yeah, Aaron Judge is back, $360 million over 9 years. Couldn't be happier. It was something I absolutely did not believe was going to happen. I was 100% certain he was gone. Because before the season, after they offered him that contract, they leaked the contract. They held a big old press conference talking about how Judge turned down this offer. And it's another one of those things that alienated me from Brian Cashman. You know, a lot of people like to pretend that Brian Cashman is this big, successful GM, but a lot of his successes early on were not of his doing. The core four of the Yankees in the 90s was all someone else. And he inherited that team that won 3 out of 4 in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then he won one more. But that one more that he won was when he spent a lot of money in one offseason. So he's been doing this penny pinching thing for the last like 20 something years. So you look at the things they did last year. They went out and got Josh Donaldson and IKF. And again, like there was plenty of opportunities to bring in other guys. Carlos Correa ended up signing basically a 1 year deal. The Yankees could have easily done that, but they decided to go a different route. And it kind of cost them because they had a guy playing shortstop in the playoffs who ultimately was not able to handle it. And he's going to be, you know, but Brian Cashman has done this before. To go back to what I was saying, he's alienated players in the franchise before. He famously told Derek Jeter that he would rather have Troy Tulowitzki playing shortstop over him. Like, I get why these guys do this, but when it is a superstar player for a franchise like this, you want to try to, you know, be at least a little more respectful to the players. Like, They almost lost Aaron Judge because of it. I really think that there was a point in Aaron Judge's mind where he was seriously considering going to San Francisco. Because as much as his brand is bigger in New York, the Bay Area is not like a small market. They have the tech stuff. They have Steph Curry and the Warriors. Him and Judge could have kind of paired up for stuff and done business deals together. That's not something you want to overlook. Like, granted, and also he's from there. He's from the Bay Area. So, like, it was one of his dreams to play there. And they also offered him a lot of money. So I'm sure he's 100% happy he's back with the team because he's been with the team since, you know, he was drafted. But I definitely believe there was a point because of the stuff that Cashman did early in the offseason or earlier in the regular season that made him think that. And there was a lot of stuff he said, like at the All-Star game, that was very much like, oh, he's gone. He's leaving 100%. But overall, I'm very happy. I don't want to say all this stuff to say that I'm not happy. I am. I'm glad he's back. He is my current favorite player on the team. Derek Jeter will always be my favorite Yankee of all time. Like, there won't be anyone that'll come around that will be better. Even though I think Judge is a better player, overall player, like, you know, he puts up better statistics, which doesn't make you a better player always, but there's a lot more that he brings to the table. But I'll always love Derek Jeter because he was the player who was the best player on the team, or the, you know, the star of the team, whatever you want to say, during, you know, my youth, my peak years, when I really became a fan of baseball. And he was on that team my entire, you know, his entire career. Very rarely does it happen. I'm sure a lot of Padres fans, you know, feel the very same way about Tony Gwynn because he did the same thing. But yeah, Judge will go down as probably, you know, I hope, you know, with you hope with the injuries and stuff that that doesn't continue. You hope that the last 2 years is kind of more of the norm for Judge. But yeah, man, I wanted to come on and do this podcast because I wanted to talk with the freshness in my mind rather than doing it on Friday when all of this kind of had settled. Who knows? By that point, the Yankees could have made other moves. I know they're in on Brian Reynolds from what I've heard. Carlos Rodon is another player that the pitcher that they should really go after. Not worry about, again, the back end of the deal. I know he has a lot of injury history, but right now he's healthy. And the last couple of years, he's been a stud pitcher. And adding him to Cole, Cortez, Sevy, and, you know, the rest of that rotation would be a big get for them. They did bring back Tommy Canley yesterday also, who I love, Tommy Canley. I'm so glad he's back on the team. So far the Yankees have had a pretty good offseason. I don't expect them to, you know, jump into the waters of the Carlos Correas. If they don't get Brian Reynolds, I assume they'll bring back Benintendi, who is another good fit for the team. I think Brian Reynolds is a budding superstar, though. So if you can get him for, you know, you don't have to pay him anything right now. You just got to give up some, you know, prospects, and you have a surplus of middle infield prospects anyway. So I think it's okay to move some of those if you get a guy like Brian Reynolds. So, but we'll see what happens. Right now, today is going to be all about Judge. I haven't seen any other big signings today. I know the Red Sox signed Kenley Jansen. The Red Sox are, you know, trying to do things, you know, trying to make things interesting, I guess, in the AL East, but we'll see. I think that's about it. I know this was a short pod. I just wanted to come on here and talk about Judge real quick before I get started on my day. So thanks for listening. Friday's pod is still up in the air what I'll be doing. I've been talking with my cousin, Kenny, not the cousin who was on Monday. I want to bring him on, maybe talk about what's going on in the winter meetings. He's a Mariners fan. My uncle also wants to come on the pod. He wants to do something unique. He doesn't want to come on as himself. So I will just leave it at that. We'll see what if that comes to fruition as well. So thanks for listening. Aaron Judge back with the New York Yankees. Very happy. So we will see you on Friday for the next episode of Jonesin, and I will see ya.
The New York Yankee logo, what does that mean to you?
It just gives me a chill. It's just quite an honor. I'm blessed to be here with my parents.
Home runs by the Baby Bombers in their first big league at bats.
Home run, bring the down.
Line to left field and deep. Gone! Judge is back. The catch. Oh, my. On the track.
Y'all were in it the pit.